after working at the drugstore for 2 years, the one at 21st and Utica, my next job was at Streets Department Store. I sold clothes there, men's clothes.
And where was that located?
That was located, as I recall, around 5th and Main Street. Mm-hmm. It was a department store. Today I have to ask my wife what goes with what, and she's wondering how in the world I could have sold clothes and tried to get people matched up. And I remember distinctly one day a lady came in, and she said, "Hi, Melvin, how are you?" I had no idea who she was. She started talking about played bridge with her Aunt Sylvia and saw your mom yesterday and your sister so-and-so, and obviously knew the family really well. So I sold her something, and then I was hoping that she would pay for it so I wouldn't have to charge it, ask what her name was, but she said, "Please charge it." And I could only think of one more thing to say to maybe get me out of the predicament I got myself in, and I said, "Now, how do you spell that last name?" And I remember it very distinctly. She said, "S-M-I-T-H." Now, I love working there, and I think I got $25 a week there. And I worked there for several years.
Were you a saver? Did you save your money?
I did. I was always pretty frugal and had a savings account, and I did.
Did you buy yourself a bicycle or those type of things?
I had a bicycle. I imagine my parents probably bought it. I really can't remember, but I got a fairly small allowance. It seemed like it started at 25 cents a week, and I think maximum allowance I ever got was $2 a week. I always enjoyed working, and after school I worked, and summers I worked, and I just enjoyed being productive.
What synagogue were you attending at that time?
Synagogue was B'nai Emunah Synagogue, which is located on 17th and Owasso Street in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had my bar mitzvah there.
Are there names you remember today that came to your bar mitzvah?
Some childhood friends. I had a lot of friends in Tulsa. We had a club of Jewish kids. A lot of us were known as the 5M's. There was another Melvin, and there was a Marvin, and there was a Mervin, and a Maynard. It just happened to be that way, and we're all very close friends, and one of them is deceased now, but the rest of us still remain good friends.
That Maynard was Maynard Ungerman?
It was Maynard Ungerman, yes. He turned out to be a lawyer. He went to Stanford University and became a lawyer. I was best man at his wedding. The experience I remember there, he married a woman who was also a Stanford student, and they had their wedding at the Beverly Hills Hotel there in Beverly Hills, California. We stayed at the hotel because the wedding was there. In those days, I played table tennis pretty well. They had a table tennis table next to the swimming pool. Guests were playing, and the winner was staying on. Other people were challenging him. When it was my turn, I had won my game, and several people were challenging, and I won several times. Finally, a man, probably 10 years older, and no taller than me, maybe even shorter, it was his turn. He said, "How about let's go for a malt?" I said, "Sure." And we played, and I don't remember exactly the score, but he won. It was like 21-19. We had a really good game. Then he said, "Let's go again for a buck." And I said, "Sure." And we played, and he wiped me out. I'd been like 21-2 or 3 or something like that, and he just really killed me. I paid him, and he walked off, and somebody said, "You know who that was, don't you?" I said, "No idea." Well, it was Bobby Riggs. I mean, not only, you know, he was a table tennis champion of California, but then he was a professional tennis player, and he was hustling people that many years ago. So it was worth the experience to pay the buck for it.
And then we know he went on to play
Billie Jean King.
Billie Jean King in that famous male against female, and he was defeated.
Exactly. I'm glad.
So back to Tulsa Central. You had a good time. You were socially active there.
I was fairly socially active. I used to date quite a bit. I wasn't a very good athlete. I played tennis a little bit, but not good enough for the tennis team. We had 1,000 kids in my graduating class, so it was pretty hard to get on an athletic team with that kind of competition. The extracurricular activity that I had, I wrote for the school newspaper. In those days, there were only 3 high schools in Tulsa. There was Will Rogers and Daniel Webster and then Tulsa Central. Our class, we did the newspaper covering all 3 schools. I used to write news stories, but I also had a humor column. One day, without my knowledge, the school teacher sent my column off. It was a national contest against school papers from all over the country, and my columns won first prize. That made me think, well, maybe I have some talent along that line. I did not have any interest in the business that my father had started. I thought maybe I should go along that line in the humor. And the University of Missouri was known for a journalism school. So I went to University of Missouri because of the journalism school. And at that time, the University of Missouri had a policy that they charged their out-of-state students the same thing that state would charge a Missouri student. And because Missouri is contiguous with Oklahoma, Oklahoma was only charging students from contiguous state $50 a semester. So that was my tuition. I love the University of Missouri. I wrote for the school paper there as well. But while I was a sophomore and taking my pre-journalism courses, one day a teacher said, today a beginning writer can probably start at about $25 a week. And I thought there must be something better than that. So the next day I got out of journalism school and went into business school. I guess I was kind of mercenary, but it was a good choice.